Hey.
Don't be blowing me up, man, if it ain't about the money.
You know what I mean?
Man, you already know. I got a bag for you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't about the money.
You're going to talk me out of it.
How you doing, Tip?
I'm all right. How's everything?
It's a great day today, man. Paperwork, man. Got to get that. Got to push that paperwork.
Absolutely, man. Happy Paperwork Day to everybody in there, man.
There you go.
The way Tip came up with this album name is because he used to have a paper route. Back in the hood, used to deliver newspapers and stuff like that, you know.
No.
Money.
Yeah, it's a paper route.
You got it. That's not
T.I.
right.
T.I. used to have like a paper route. He still does it every now and then on his bicycle. That's what this is about.
Oh, like the newspaper.
No.
No?
When I was on my bicycle, I ain't had no paper.
Oh.
I ain't had no papers on my bicycle.
You be picking up ladies on the handlebar.
Yeah, nonetheless, Paperwork, the motion picture album out right now, wherever you get your music, legitimate.
Yes, legitimately.
Legitimately, in other words, not at the barbershop.
Don't bootleg it. Don't you hate people still do that? People still do that. You know what I'm saying? That's a mess. Anyway, man.
Hey, man.
How many cuts on this album?
Man, if you got a deluxe package, man, you get 18, man. On the regular one, you get 16, man. But they all bangers, top to bottom, though.
Wow. You have a hard time picking out the bangers that's on this album?
Do I have a hard time doing what?
Picking out all the bangers that's on this album. I know you made about 40 cuts you had to choose from.
Actually, we did 250, man. We did 250 songs.
What?
We really did. We recorded 250 songs, but we also, in the process, we were able to record three separate albums.
Right. Wow. So you don't have to work.
You're pretty much off for the next 3 years.
Well, you know, I got more jobs than a Jamaican, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, that's funny. We had your wife here in studio, man, and she was wonderful.
Love her.
About a week or so ago, man.
Oh, man.
We still sipping on
Tiny's
tequila. Yeah. She's my new BFF.
Matter of fact, I'm sipping on it now. But hey, T.I., man, I don't know how you do everything, man. You're a businessman, you got artists, you got kids, you're touring. Man, when do you breathe?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I lose sleep, bro. I haven't been to sleep in about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, we have a lot of success marketing and promotion.
Yeah,
that's what's important.
Yeah, breaking up a little bit. You know, it was funny, man, because about a week or so ago, you were slapping one of my coworkers around, which, you know,
she deserved it, deservedly so.
Yeah, you got her good.
You got her so good. I even put it in my entertainment report.
What you talking about?
What was it? Was it some event that you're at, and somebody?
Yeah, I had a caller say that a hype man had a seizure at one of your concerts.
And you basically told her.
And he went on me instead of the caller.
Yeah, you basically said, shut the F up, Britt. You don't know what you're talking about.
Told her shut the F up, pretty much.
And we tell her that all the time, but she don't listen.
Right.
But hold on, wait a minute. But I think that the comment was, that there was another reason why I didn't perform, and I was being criticized for not performing.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
No,
okay.
Wasn't that the reason that you didn't perform is because someone had a seizure?
The caller said that somebody had a seizure and that's why you didn't perform.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, it is absolutely true, but it has nothing to do with, you know, I didn't get out of there on purpose, but I didn't make him have a seizure.
You're saying it wasn't your fault. You're like,
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
See, can we be friends now?
Yeah, absolutely. We were friends then. You know?
There you go.
That's how you know we're on a personal level.
There you go.
He just wants you to get the story straight. That's
slap
all.
You a little bit.
We'll be at your house on Saturday. We'll be at your house.
You did say we friends.
Well, come on. I'll make sure I'm gone to Sunday. Don't worry about it.
All right. The album's Paperwork is in stores right now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody need to pick it up.
T.I.
is always consistent, man. He's always got you hitting you with them bangers on a regular, man. You know, we got mad love for you right here on the Russ Parr Morning Show, man.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate y'all for taking care of my fine cargo, man, when they came through there, man. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Anytime.
No doubt.
Anytime.
Cool. All right, Tip, you take care of yourself, bro.
All right, man, love.
Peace.